Page 93. Module 7. 6. 7. 8. Reading. 6. Read the first sentence of each paragraph in the text. Then match headings 1 to 3 with paragraphs AC. 1. The 1980s flat. 2. The Victorian terrace. 3. The 1950s semi. History on an English street. On an English street there is often a variety of houses from very different periods of history. A. The Victorian era is the beginning of industrial Britain, and industry development starts in the cities. There are millions of terraced houses in Britain from that era. They're popular because they've often got big rooms with large windows. There's a fireplace in each room for heating. In a two-up-two-down house, there are two bedrooms upstairs and a kitchen and living room downstairs. The toilet is outside. Victorian terraces have neighbors on both sides. B. Semi-detached houses have neighbors on one side only. They are the most popular type of home in England. A 1950s semi has usually got a kitchen and a large living room and dining room downstairs. Upstairs, there are two or three bedrooms and a bathroom with a toilet and bath. These houses have usually got a garage too. C. In the 1980s, more young people who aren't married start living on their own. Their jobs are stressful, so they don't want a garden to work in at the weekend. As a consequence, flats become popular. In these flats, there are normally one or two bedrooms, a living room, a bathroom and a kitchen. There isn't a garden or a balcony, but there's usually a car park as more and more people own a car. 7. Read the text choosing the correct answers. 1. The houses on an English street are A. Very similar. B. Often different. C. All flats. 2. Victorian houses haven't got any A. Fireplaces. B. Windows. C. Dining rooms. 3. The 1950s semi has often got A. Neighbors on one side. B. A garage. C. A bathroom. 4. A 1980s flat has normally got A. A dining room. B. A balcony. C. A car park. 8. Answer the questions. 1. Why have Victorian terraces got fireplaces? 2. What is a two-up-two-down house? 3. What type of house do most English people live in? 4. Why has the 1950s semi got a garage? 5. Why are flats popular in the 1980s? Word tip. Group new words under headings such as rooms or furniture. This will help you to remember them. 9. Look at the text again and find 1. Three types of house. 2. Five rooms. 3. Two places to keep cars. 10. Class vote. Which type of English house would you prefer to live in?